So I'm going to explain a little bit about what baptism is. I might need some help. Are there any children who are about to give me some help? I need some help. Jack, can you give me some help? Kids, are you around? Can you give me some help? Yeah, come down the front. Okay, so I'm going to need you guys in a second to do a bit of helping out with stuff. I need some help with some questions that I've got, and I need to help you. I need help with you guys moving around for the sake of an illustrative point. So if you guys just maybe want to take a seat anywhere you want. Okay, you might want to look at the screen because I'm going to explain what baptism is. First off, I think it's worth noting that baptism doesn't actually involve any baps. Okay? Moving on. So we're going to be looking at baptism. What is baptism? Well, the Bible says a shed load of things. We're just going to look at one little verse, which is a verse from the book of Acts. And Acts is basically, it's the book written about the early church. And this guy called Peter, who started the church, he says this. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit." What the heck does that mean? That's what we're going to look at, okay? So, first off, is this word, repent. What does repent mean? Can everyone say, in a mildly aggressive tone, repent!
Repent.
Well done. It's a bit shocking how quickly you guys responded to the aggressive. everyone say repent. It can seem like quite an intense word. And you see people on the street sometimes, and they're saying, repent, blah, blah, blah. They look like absolute nutters. But actually, all it really means, repent, is to think differently. Pent means think, so to think again. And when you change your thinking about stuff, you then sometimes change your behaviours and you change your ways. So really, the word repent, all it means to turn around. So guys, what I want you to do, okay, is I want you to stand up, start walking out the door, and when I say 1, 2, 3, everyone has to go, repent. Okay? So, ready, steady, go.
Repent!
Oh, sorry, I didn't tell you what to do. You've got to come back now. Okay, you guys did so well, especially the fact that I didn't tell you what to do. So, we'll try that again. When everyone says repent, you've got to turn around and come back, okay? All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
Repent!
Quick. Nice. Well done. So, sounds quite intense, the word repent. Let's try it this time with just people saying, in a less aggressive tone, just to really make the point, come back, okay? So, you guys going to do the same? So get up, start walking towards the door, and then everyone can do it again, okay? Say, come back this time.
Come back!
Someone said it really aggressively. You weren't supposed to do that. So that's what the word repent means. It just means to turn around, to come back, to think differently, okay? So that's the first bit of the passage. There we go. U-turns allowed. God's the God of U-turns. So that's the first bit, okay? Repent. The second bit is baptize. What does this baptism thing mean, okay? So, what is baptism? Well, who here has a bath? Any of you guys have a bath? Hands up if you're shower people. Why do we have baths? Why do you have... Do you bath? How often do you bath? I bath once a month. And that's it. Why do you bath?
To wash yourself and get clean.
That's a good answer. Jack, why do you bath? Do you bath? Why do you bath?
So you get clean
as well. That's it. That's exactly what it is. We have baths because we sometimes get like that. I was a bit like that after serving lots of hot chocolate today in the park. I got really muddy. In life, the outside of us gets dirty. It gets sweaty, it gets muddy, we get dirty. We can clean ourselves by having a bath. We clean the outside. But equally in life, on the inside of us, we get grubby, we get dirty, we get broken at times. Life, you know, happens and our hearts just become messy. That's what the Bible calls sin. Sin is basically anything which hurts our hearts or other people's hearts. It's stuff which we do or we say, choices we make that just make us just feel just icky on the inside or other people icky on the inside. That's what sin is, okay? So the amazing thing what Jesus does, he comes and he gives us a bath on the inside with his love. And he gives us new hearts, clean hearts, happy hearts. So it's like having a bath on the inside. That's what becoming a Christian is like. But it's not actually having a bath on the inside, because you're just getting dunked in a pool of water. What's the point of that? Well, basically, it's a picture. Who knows what that team is? Hands up if you support Tottenham. Woo. Do you know what that team is? Which one? What team do you support? Do you support a team? Do you support a team? No. Anyone know what that team is? Even worse, someone said. Pictures are often much more powerful than words, and we remember them. Baptism is basically what is known as, it's a prophetic act. That means it's an outward picture of something which just happens internally or just spiritually. So for instance, on my finger, right, I'm wearing a wedding ring. That is just an outward picture of something which I've committed to internally, to be married to Chloe. But it's an outward picture which represents something internally. And that's why we do it. It's an outward picture of this washing which has happened internally, and this kind of cleansing which has happened. So that's basically the next bit, right? So that's the baptized bit and the forgiveness of your sins. And the last bit is you'll receive the Holy Spirit. And that basically is God's presence with us. Right, just imagine right now sticking a hose pipe in your ear. Don't actually do that. Bad illustration. Just imagine being filled with bubbles. It'd feel absolutely crazy, wouldn't it? It'd feel absolutely crazy. But that's what kind of the Holy Spirit is like. He comes and he fills us. He makes us feel energized. And he makes God feel really, really close to us. So it's not a distant thing. It becomes a real thing, which is inside us, like being filled with bubbles. So we could rewrite the thing. So the bit which Peter said, you could read it like this, okay, kids. Come back, find me, I love you. Make a stand today and say you'll never go back to your old ways. Wash yourself down and have a bath that cleans deeper than Radox. Jesus' super suds will wash away dirt everywhere and anywhere, including the hard-to-reach bits, like your heart and the inside of your belly button. Then go and live a new life with God as your closest friend, sharing all things together right down to your heartbeat. The end. So that's a little bit about baptism. You can go and sit back down now. Thank you for your help. So that's baptism. And that's what these guys are doing today. So it'll be good to hear from them. So I'd like to ask Johnny and Joe and Johan to come up. So I'm basically going to let these guys just say whatever they want to say. and just share about why they're doing this and, yeah, what's brought them to this place, really. So over to you guys.
Thank you. I've got a microphone. I've sort of lost my voice a bit today, worshipping this morning, then at the pantomime, and then worshipping again, and then shouting. You probably heard me shout earlier, still in pantomime mode. But I like to shout a lot, and I think I want to just shout the name of the Lord, and I think I can just do that well if the Lord just washes away all my doubts and distractions from my shouting of his love. I love you, God. Thank you.
Hi. I should be used to this by now, as Dave keeps making me come up and do small little testimonies, but I'm still really nervous. Okay, why am I getting baptised? Really simple. Throughout my 20s, I went through a really, really rubbish time. And I kind of, love became a really toxic word for me. I didn't like to hear the word. I didn't believe in the word, and I started to question about Jesus and what it was all about. And I said to my dear friends, the Wests, hi, can I come to church with you? And I walked in here. Dave made me feel very welcome. And I started to worship for the first time, and I think I spent the whole time looking up at the ceiling because I didn't want to see anybody see the tears that were trying to come out of my eyes, because I suddenly felt like I was at home. And I suddenly felt love, and it was a pure love, like a love that I'd never felt in my life, and it had just hit me, slapped round the face with a big, wet, stinky fish. And then I think I spent the first 8 weeks coming to church in floods of tears every time I was here. Worship would happen, the tears would come. Kleenex, I've got shares in them now. Fairies, welcome. And then I, in my time, have grown, turned around, come back. And I've got the most amazing group of people in my life because of church now. And they've all had an input in who I am now, what I'm about, and where I want to go in my life. And all of you are amazing. And, I mean, I love Jesus, and he loves me. And it doesn't matter what I've done, how I'm feeling, or anything, that particular moment in time, I know that he's got my back no matter what I do. And that's why I'm doing this. So, thank you.
Hi everybody, I'm Johnny. First of all, I just want to welcome some very special people who have come to church with me today. My family, my good friend Lynn, my good friend Debbie. It means the world to me that you're here, and all my Ignite friends and leaders. Thank you very much for coming. I think I'm just going to give a quick synopsis of my life, because basically if I went on all about all my travels and everything that I've done, you know, half of the room would be asleep. So basically I'll just tell you sort of, you know, a very quick overall sort of history. I was brought up in Portugal. I had quite a hard beginning because my dad left my mother and I when I was quite young. But, you know, through time I've forgiven him completely for that, and I totally understand that wasn't my fault. But the uncertainties in my life turned me into somebody that was sort of filled with fear. And I think really, and I've, you know, moved around all over the world, we've done all sorts of things together, Ian and I. I've got two lovely children, Nicole and Joseph, who are blessings in my life. I love them to bits. I love you too, Ian. And I've done lots of things and been part of lots of things. But the day that I came here for a baptism, it was Kathy Stewart. Kathy, I've got you to thank for this. I was in tears, just like Joe, and I didn't understand where that was coming from, because I thought that I was actually quite happy. But there was an emptiness from inside, and I actually can't explain that to you. And it isn't something that you can explain. It's more of a feeling. You can't explain love. You can say that you do anything for the person that you love. You enjoy their company. They're your world. You know, all of those things. But can you properly explain love? Not really. And that's how I feel about God now. He's very much part of my life. I am so happy that he's instrumental in that way. And it's only through knowing Jesus that I've been able to conquer some things, addictions that I've had. I mean, I'm not just talking about things like relying on things like food or alcohol for happiness and thinking that that's the only thing that can make me happy, but also the need to please people all the time. There's loads of other addictions that there are around. That's not the only one. And, you know, and I'm not saying that I was a drug addict before I came here. That's not the case. But the person that I am now is completely different inside to the person that I was before. The things that make me happy now, like, for example, going out to Wycombe and feeding homeless people, you know, that just fills me with joy. I love that. And people often say to me, oh, yeah, well done, Johnny. That secures your place in heaven then. No, it's not about that. When I go there, I am in heaven. And isn't that what it's about? Heaven on earth. So I've got a few thank yous. That's everybody that's here. Thank you all for being here. But I also want to thank God and Jesus. And I hope you all enjoy today just as much as I have. This is a really special thing to me. This is about me becoming a committed Christian. And this is just the beginning of my journey. And I'm really excited about it. Thank you. Awesome.
Awesome. Cool, it's now that time to go downstairs. So we'll head downstairs. It's going to be a bit chaotic.